And we have another edition of Now and News, part of WQKT here, and pleased to be joined today to talk about redistricting here in the state of Ohio by the Ohio Senate President, and that is Matt Huffman, who joins us this morning. State Senator Huffman, thanks for joining the program. Thanks for being part of this, and thanks for wanting to talk about this topic that I think a lot of people have been talking about in recent, and a lot of people have been trying to educate themselves about. So thanks for joining.
Yeah, good to be here, John. Thanks very much.
So let's talk about redistricting, kind of where we're at right now as a state, what's going on, what's the latest information on this. I know that we're having these committee meetings pretty much actively as you and I are sitting here, but what is trying to be decided right now, and why is this a very important stage that people need to pay attention to?
Sure. There's actually two parts to the topic. One is the redistricting of the congressional districts, the federal representatives who go to Washington. And then the second part, or actually first in time, is the Ohio General Assembly, the 99 state House districts and the 33 Senate districts that make up the districts who the folks who go to Columbus to represent U.S. state government. And, of course, this happens every 10 years after the decennial census. And it's really the underlying importance of this is that because we know people are born and people die and people move into different places, we want to make sure primarily that most districts have essentially the same population. There were times in old England where people wanted to have a seat in Parliament, so they created a district right around a guy's house and said, that's a new district, and they got elected. And lots of other egregious examples, even in United States history, where a lot of districts had lots of population and then some had small population. So it's primarily about that population. But, of course, there are a lot of other federal constitutional requirements. We now have a bevy of state constitutional requirements for both of those processes that were approved by the voters in the past decade. So, important process, happens every 10 years.
So when it comes to redistricting this time around, how are things maybe different? How are things maybe the same as they've been before? Because I know there was the talk of losing the one congressional district due to the census, and then there's been talks of just how to draw those lines. How is that process going right now, and how does the public have an input on that, State Senator?
Sure. On I think on the first question, there are of course a lot of substantial and fairly complex new rules for drafting, really requirements in the Constitution again for both of these processes, and those are it's the first time for the folks who work on this to have to get down into the weeds and make sure that that's all followed properly, and we come out with a constitutional map. One of the substantial changes is that there has to be agreement by the minority party to these maps. We've never had that before in the state of Ohio, and by and large, to my knowledge, we're the only state that requires that. And if we don't have that, then the map will only be good for 4 years. And if we do have minority party buy-in, then it's good for 10 years. So those are... That's a substantial difference this year that we've never had in the history of the state. The what we're doing right now this week is having a series of hearings around the state for people to come in and give their input. And of course, those aren't exclusive. We have other ways that people participate, including meetings that in my case, senators have around the state regarding their. They can go and meet with folks, and that happens all the time in different places. And of course, through having the media, as in this case, get the word out to folks about that this is happening and how it's happening. So all sorts of communications. But the hearings this week are formal in nature. People can come and testify, and that's going on all over the state. And then another addition that we have this year is a website where folks can say, hey, this is what I think this map should look like. And, the map has to be approved as a whole. It's not, well, here's what I want this district to look like. I don't care about the other 98 districts. But, you know, someone doesn't have to draw a whole map. You know, people want to come in and say, hey, look, this is what I think is good for Stark County or for Allen County or wherever it is. Then, you know, and to that extent, that process is the same. You know, I was involved in this 10 years ago, and a lot of the comment we had really didn't have anything to do with the map in entirety. It's individual constituencies in different places who want something just for their area. We're having these hearings this year. And I would add the other real significant change is that, you know, typically we would have the census data by April, which would allow us, you know, a substantial period of time to get ready and all of that. And unfortunately, as you know, because of the pandemic, we don't have that. We just got the data here recently. And so that's kind of put a time crunch on this thing for us. I tried to get some folks to agree to give us a 30-day extension or so during this time period so we could have additional hearings. But unfortunately, that fell on deaf ears with some folks, and we didn't get that done. So we're going to try to do the best we can by the September 15th deadline.
State Senator Matt Huffman is my guest on WQKT's Now and New here. John Boziga along with you. State Senator, the one thing that people always talk about with this is gerrymandering. How do we make sure that these districts aren't gerrymandered and that they do accurately and fairly represent the constituents that live in them?
Yeah, well, I think folks use that term. I'm not sure that it really means anything other than if I don't like the district, I'm going to say, I'll say that it's gerrymandered. And, you know, and if you have a, you know, a candidate that you want to get help get elected, people advocate for that. And so I don't know how it is that we can keep people from saying that these maps are gerrymandered, because somebody's going to say that who doesn't like whatever result it is they have. But I think what we do have in place is a system that really restricts the ability of people to make choices strictly based on political gains. In fact, it's pretty severely restricted. And I think if we follow the Constitution and follow the laws of the state, that we'll have a map that is fair and a map that is obviously workable, constitutional, those sort of things. But if someone is saying out there, well, we have to have a map that everybody's going to like, otherwise someone will say it's gerrymandered, that's simply not going to happen.
Yeah, yeah. And that term does get thrown around a lot. It does. And not necessarily maybe always in the right sense, but there are some districts that you start looking at the lines and you wonder how they're drawn and you wonder how it ends up being that way. And I know that concerns people. There are lots of districts, Democrat and Republican in the state, that people have those concerns of. What do you tell those people that are saying, well, you know, maybe Marcy Kaptur's district or Jim Jordan's district aren't fair compared to other districts? What do you tell people about those?
Well, in the case of Marcy Kaptur's district, I explained to them how that district came to be. When we proposed and introduced a bill in 2011 for the new districts starting in 2012. We passed that, the governor signed it, and the Democrats with their chairman, Chris Redfern, who was chairman of the Democratic Party at the time, threatened to referend that. In other words, take that bill and have a vote and overturn it. They essentially the conversation was, well, what is it that you would like that would change this map so that you won't referend it, that we can move on and have elections next year, because it would delay the primaries and a number of other things. And the answer simply was, we're concerned that, you know, if that Marcy Kaptur may lose her seat and Dennis Kucinich may get elected to Congress again. Not that they didn't like Dennis Kucinich, but they'd rather have Marcy Kaptur than Dennis Kucinich. So essentially the Democrats' offer to us was, if you change this map and have it look like this, which resulted in the Capture District and partially in the Jordan District, then we'll vote for it. So we changed it. And they voted for it. Not every Democrat, but a majority of the Democrats voted for it. Now, some people call that an ugly process, and that's outrageous and all of that. I call it democracy and compromise. We have a lot of people talk about, isn't it important to compromise? And we've got the far right and we've got the far left. But when people do compromise and they don't like to compromise, well, then let's call it gerrymandering. So I think that's the first thing I would say. The second thing is that the rules that have been approved by the Constitution, and this was a resolution that I drafted with the help, or I shouldn't say with help, but in coordination with Vern Sykes, who's a state senator, Democrat from Akron. And we went to put this in 2014 for the General Assembly, in 2018 for the Congressional. And essentially the new rules won't allow a captor-like district to be drawn. You can't divide up that many counties in that way, and there's, as I said, you know, a lot of complex factors that are involved in that. But anybody who wants to look at any of these districts can say, well, that looks gerrymandered to me, because, you know, this isn't all going to be Wyoming and Colorado and Kansas and Nebraska together. That's not what a 225-year-old state looks like. If we made up a district just made out of the city of Columbus, people would look at it and go, wow, this looks obviously gerrymandered. Look at all those crazy lines all over. Well, that's what Columbus looks like, because they've annexed property through the years. There's actually cities like Bexley that are inside of the city of Columbus. So there's, if you looked at a map, there'd be a big hole there. And if somebody wanted to do nothing but look at the shape and colors of maps, they'd say, well, that looks gerrymandered to me. So I think a lot of those comments are simply made out of ignorance of political subdivisions and how they, what they look like and all of that. Which, you know, this is why we put in a lot of the things that we did in 2018 and 2014, so that a lot of those political decisions aren't possible anymore.
State Senator Matt Huffman, the Senate president here in the state of Ohio, my guest on Now and New. State Senator, last question for you this morning, then I'll let you get on your way. But the last thing I wanted to ask you is, what is next, and how can people continue to stay up to date on this, and where can they go to find those updates? How can they make sure that their voices continue to be heard throughout this process the rest of the way?
Yeah, well, I think the first thing that I would say is to pay attention to your local media, like this podcast, because I think we've gotten excellent coverage of this issue from the state media, both the statewide papers, but even local papers too. That's one. If you have a chance to attend any of the hearings, there's 10 of them throughout the state, and you want to go and learn more, give your input, that's a great way to do that. And finally, we have we also have the website where you can go and participate in map drawing if you'd like to do that. Contact your legislator. Those are the folks who have input on this. And say, hey, I'd like to have this rather than that. Lots of different things. Unfortunately, there is a set of groups, including groups that are funded by Washington, dark money groups funded by Eric Holder and folks like that. And I think their main job basically is to create chaos. And no matter what any official says, whether it's the co-chairs of the reapportionment board or whoever it is, redistricting commission, whoever it is, they're going to say, well, this is outrageous. It's gerrymandering. And it's almost comical in a way, because no matter what, they're unhappy with it. So I think that, you know, for people who want to get involved, there are a lot of sources of information. And I think also for a deeper dive, folks could, you know, look into the history of some of these issues, go back to the 2018 and 2014 discussions. And because, you know, there's a lot of information out there. It's not just all in the latest angry press release out of Washington.
State Senator Matt Huffman, I appreciate the time today and look forward to the next time that we get to do this, sir.
Great. Hey, thanks very much.